fucking love JTA me.
Me too, Chappers. Me too.
I love JTA too.
I love it.
You love Chappers too.
Yeah. And I love Mr. Chappers. Crafting. Me and Chappers had a lovely night out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, it was like 2 weeks ago now. We stopped at Stoke. Oh, what's it called?
ADS.
Is it ADS?
ADS.
Yeah, it is ADS truck stop, yeah. You're right. It is ADS truck stop. We stopped there in Stoke, and it were a lovely time.
Is this that new one you were telling me about?
Yeah, I think it is new.
Yeah.
Relatively new.
So is it the one that was around the back of the Lidl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it always been there?
Yeah, I've been there before.
A lot of stuff in there is like quite new. I don't know if he's maybe just like upgraded it bit then.
Yeah. Last time I went in, the kitchen was a porter cabin in the corner.
But it's like, this is kind of like a porter cabin, but it's proper. Big glass window front.
Yeah, no, it weren't like
this
that.
Is like a proper cafe now.
It weren't like
that. Oh, right.
And it smelt of burnt grease.
No, this is like all new.
It's all been done.
Yeah, it's like new shower block, new toilet block.
Very good.
And this big restaurant, not restaurant, but cafe-sized container. They are sort of containers, but the posher.
Yeah, this one was like more of a porter cabin than a container.
Yeah, I think this is, but it's a bit more events.
Yeah.
Type of stuff.
Friendly.
Yeah. And it was dead nice inside, and you can pay on Snap and get a food voucher and they'll not put it on receipt, which is always a wisdom for truck drivers, isn't it? Because a lot of places don't pay for meals when they fucking break it down on receipt, which pisses me off.
Oh, well, we're taking £3 off you because it's had a meal voucher on it.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah. Just pay £3, your tag gets. But I stayed there and I drove in. You sort of like go around a windy bit, don't you? That's like some docks.
Yeah.
And then you go around, not docks as in like...
loading bays.
Yeah, loading docks is what I mean.
Yeah.
You drive around there and then this young lass were like, have you been before? And I'm like, no. And she's like, I'll park you over here. What time are you leaving? Because they do block you in.
Yeah.
But only a few of you get blocked
corner,
in.
Corner, doc.
So I got myself in corner. Wide parking bays. You can open doors all the way, which were great. And they stand behind you going, more.
Oh, you bit it.
While they're waving you back, which I found funny like.
Yeah.
Because you sort of like ignore them to an extent and they're like waving you and they get you parked in and then she's like, are you on Snap? And I went, yeah. And she said, you've not been before, have you? I says, no, because I'd already told her that already. And she went,
keep up, love.
Yeah. And she like, she writ it down on thing and then she went, right, so your toilets are over there in corner.
Have you been before?
Yeah. Your showers are over there in corner. Cafe's there. But then the bit that stuck with me is she went, and in morning, when you leave, where that office is, if you take second door on right and go in there, there's free tea, coffee and toast, take as much as you want.
Boom.
Any biscuits?
I'm like, well, I don't know, I didn't go in.
Oh.
But I went...
She didn't make, like, full use of the freebies?
No.
You might
I'd had burger for me tea, trying to slim, aren't I? So I was like, I'm not going in there because I will walk out with 4 slices of toast. So I didn't go in.
Smothered in jam.
Yeah, so I didn't go in. But I thought that were great. That,
no,
were
that
nice
is really
touch.
Nice.
They've got a wash there as well.
Yes, they have.
It's called the shower block.
They've got a truck wash.
They've got a proper truck wash there. Because when I stayed there, there was some guy, he was just one fella on his own. And he just spent,
like a team of them now. And then the guy that owned it came in while we were eating his tea.
Yeah.
And just like said hiya to everybody. How you doing? Is everybody all right? Does anybody need help? Yeah, honestly, a right nice bloke.
What did he say to Chappers?
He come up to him, and I thought he was going to say, somebody's just hit your motor, mate. Yeah. But he come up to him and just like went, I know a good barber that can whip that off for you.
Because it's top knot.
It's top knot, yeah.
That's funny.
That was funny. But, and then later on, after we'd had his tea and stuff, me and Chappers went for just a walk to like his truck and then over to my truck. We were just stood talking. And I said, only thing I don't like about it is being blocked in.
Yeah.
I said, because if there's an emergency at home,
no one's getting out.
You can't get out because they park two on exit all.
Yeah.
They're the first two that are leaving.
Yeah.
And Chappers was one of these. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I like this responsibility. What if I lie in it morning and I can't get out? But luckily, there were one next to him that were going earlier.
Going to have some angry drivers, boy.
But I won't park a shit lorry that's likely to be not started in.
But I said this to him. I said, I don't know how I feel about being blocked in. Like, I never thought about it before until somebody said to me. Yeah, well, Red Lion, I always like stopping at. But it weren't until somebody said to me, but what if there's an emergency at home?
Yeah.
That the truck's burning down. I feel like I'd get a knock and I'd be out quick enough that it'd be fine. But the emergency at home bit bothered me. And I was like, Yeah, because you don't give a fuck about your taco, do you? If you had to go home, you're going home.
I wouldn't even take the truck back to the yard. I'd just drive the truck home.
You'd drive home or to an hospital or whatever you needed to get to. And Chappers went, the guy that owns it will just take you. He said, if you went and knocked on the door and said, I've got an emergency at home, I need to get out, you just leave your truck there, he will take
you. There was a bit of a story, weren't there? So somebody got taken ill while they was there, and didn't he... took the guy to the hospital.
Yeah.
Second of all, arranged for his truck to be taken back down south to where he's based.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it a proper sound guy?
I don't know the story, but I'm pretty sure it was Jamie Thelwell that told it.
Was it?
And he says that the guy is fucking mint.
He was a right nice really bloke nice when he came in, and I'll definitely be going back. And I feel like stuff like that is what makes you... want to go back to these places.
Our producer just told us it was Chappers that told us.
Was it? Yeah. Well, usually when I'm down in that area, I don't like doing lay-by stops, and I'll avoid motorway services if I can. So a crew truck stop would be my go-to. But now I know that's there, that will be...
So it's more convenient for where you're likely to be the next morning.
It's fairly quiet as well, isn't it? Because it's not a massive place. It was dead quiet.
You could probably fit about 40 trucks in there, maybe 45. And there's no fridges on at night time, all that sort of stuff. And because you're surrounded by buildings...
It's quiet.
There's no, like, A-road noise, motorway noise, out like that.
Really good.
And you are only literally just off the 50, aren't you?
Yeah, literally. Like, you drive out, right back at Lidl, and
two turns.
You're on 50, yeah. Brilliant little truck
stop. Nice to be made to feel welcome and not...
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know. It's like the thought of... Like, you as a person. All the things you might want.
And the thought about all them little things that...
Yeah,
big companies and services don't get two shits about.
You don't get that on moto, do you?
You are.
Weren't he a driver?
I don't know, to be honest. It's like I said, it's first time I've stopped there. Yeah. I didn't really know that it was. I knew that of it, but didn't know where it were. Never really searched for it.
Right.
And it was weird because other week I tried stopping with Chappers and I didn't end up making it.
No,
I bailed
out. To Cornwall to get your fucking diesel.
We're not Cornwall at all, gobshite. So I didn't end up making it, and then. As I was driving out of Stoke, I just gets a message and he went, I'm in here if you were stopping.
Yeah.
And I were carrying on to Tibshelf.
Yeah.
But I'd have needed a 45 to get to Tibshelf. And he sent it me like 2 minutes before I was getting to that junction. And I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. And I just went, fuck it, and stayed there.
Yeah.
So much better. I do prefer like actual truck stops to anywhere else.
Yeah, better than motorway services.
Yeah.
100%.
And because we don't do every night out, I mean, even if we did do every night out, we could still pay for it because big company.
Yeah.
But a lot of small companies don't like you stopping in these places every night.
No.
They try and save some money somewhere, don't they?
There's a bit of a thing. It's if you're loaded, then you need secure parking. If you're not loaded, you can just park
right
wherever.
Is that how you kind of operate?
That's how we work it. Yeah. So if we're doing say ferry trailers, because you can be. As you know, anything in a ferry trailer, try and park somewhere where you're not going to get your curtains cut, you're not going to get your load nicked. Like
curtain cuts are like one of my...
Yeah, I hate it.
Piss everybody off, don't they?
James bought that brand new trailer, didn't he? That grey one, and it's fucking gorgeous. Within the first 3 months, it ended up with 3 holes in it.
It's bad, isn't it? It's so like, bad.
Why?
It was Dave, weren't it?
It sort of makes me trailer? Think...
Yeah, someone went down it, put 11 holes down the side of it. There was nothing in it.
It was a new trailer as well, weren't it, I think?
Do you not think that it might...
All those little slices.
I was just trying to think of what you could do to prevent this. Instead of them slicing it to look into it.
Part way back doors open.
But, but I mean, like, could companies not create a transparent strip across the bottom? But and then again, if you have got something that needs to be secure and you don't want people knowing, it's one of them, isn't it? But and then they're just going to slash your curtain anyway.
Yeah.
So it just makes me think, like, to prevent the damage happening, put a transparent strip across bottom.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Really, all you'd do is you'd see bottom at pallets, maybe. Yeah. But at least people would be able... But then again, they're that stupid. They'd probably think, you've got not worth nicking, but you can have that fucker.
Yeah, well, there was...
Do you know what I mean? Because people are just fucking horrible, aren't they?
Was it Dan Clark? He got his curtain cut in...
The other day as well. Yeah.
In Red Lion, that?
Yeah.
And he reckoned it were other drivers, didn't he? Yeah.
Because they are secure.
Could well be.
They are secure.
Yeah,
could well be.
The owners of Red Lion was very good with him.
They
contacted him on Facebook and was like, give me a message, we'll sort this out.
Did they really?
Yeah, which was really, really nice.
But how can they sort it out? What did they...
I don't know. I don't know if the compensation.
They've got a lot of cameras in there.
Yeah, they give them CCTV footage.
But you're that packed in, they're 100% a million blind spots. Yeah. So you could.
You're not going to get downside right.
But you would be able to follow someone to the trailer.
He
was down the trailer for three more minutes than it takes to walk past.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
It's hypothetical.
Even when I stop in truck stops and stuff, and you get out, and obviously being flatbeds, we don't need to check that stuff's been nicked off as trailer.
Yeah.
But I do check fuel caps. I check light lens covers.
I was going to say,
especially being who we work for, because they'll be like, they can fucking afford it.
Yeah.
So I always check my light clusters and fuel caps are a definite, because they go.
I always check my cap.
Yeah.
Do you know your dog clip?
Yeah.
Even though you know that you haven't dropped your trailer, you haven't touched it. There's no reason why you should have to check it, even though obviously you check it's connected. But you always think, just in case some
just what
clowns.
We
hear stories of people pulling pins.
We
stuff,
need
don't
to, it? Yeah, because we're starting to get known. We need to start checking because somebody will do that to be a funny cunt.
Yeah, and it's not funny, is it?
It's really what, funny, it's what they do. It like if it was that Swiss guy.
Do you really think that would happen,
Sandell?
Sandell, yeah. It happened to him a lot when his thing exploded. Yeah, they heard him talking about it, saying people because people knew him and his truck. No point fucking pin on him.
But people,
if somebody thinks you're a bit of a gobshite?
If they didn't like him, yeah. If they didn't like him, rather than just not listening to him and not caring.
It's a constrict, that,
people are like,
it's like Trucker Tim when they shat on his catwalk, isn't it? Scratched his truck, why?
I think he did it himself.
I think about shitting on her bonnet, there, me. Car,
I think he did it himself.
For publicity.
Don't do it on the way out.
Yeah. I'd be grateful if you shit on her bonnet, there, and shank her tyres. And
are you pointing to your neighbour out the window?
Yeah, and him next door, but he's at work, it looks weird.
Well, I said to Brownie, I said, if I was in my car, I would have fully just parked over the end of his drive.
Yeah.
Let him knock on the door and ask him.
No, but you see, the thing is, though, is that he won't do things to me.
Yeah.
He'll wait till I'm not in and he'll shout at kids or he'll shout at Lisa.
Yeah, I'd have been
not do it while I'm
I'd have been round and moulding by now.
He's just it's
shout
just
at Lisa.
Scumbag. Yeah, he did, yeah.
He's brave.
Yeah.
I won't shout at Lisa. She's an angry little fucker.
I know. But just like everything about trucking is just getting difficult, innit? They're always against you.
Do you know what I saw yesterday? This happened last week. It was a picture of I think AE Chilled. Is that the company? It was parked in a lay-by in the
wagons.
A1. Yeah, nice wagons. I think it was a next-gen Scania. I don't know specifically how new it was, but the driver woke up to find that his headlights and his bumper and some of the trim around the front of his truck had gone.
Yeah.
Just gone.
You wouldn't even know. Stolen trim off the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was...
It completely took the front off.
I saw one on that
grill,
professional...
Grill, headlights, like bumper, it. Gone.
I saw one on that professional HGV driver's page. That you're not on anymore, Josh.
No, lifetime ban. I'm on. I had a look for it again the other day. They put me on a lifetime ban.
So you should.
Sorry, on there. Some female driver. She was parked up on the A1 down near Peterborough or something like that.
Yeah.
And her headlights got nicked in an old Scania.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's fucking headlights got nicked.
I did not hear it.
Don't know.
Well, if you're deep sleeper or.
There was
it's busy and noisy anyway.
There was a Scania dealer as well. And they parked all these brand new trucks that they've had dropped off. They was all lined up outside the dealership.
Yeah.
And someone come to work in the morning, all the headlights and the front
just
bumpers.
Took them all.
Gone.
Gone.
Just gone.
Oh,
it's
my
mad
God.
That, isn't
that's
it?
Thousands and thousands of pounds.
Yeah, how expensive them well, can you imagine headlighting a car? It'd be fucking 600.
Yeah,
it'd
be £1,000 a unit.
I drove up a road the other week.
These LED units are super expensive.
I drove down a road top of Sheffield near Ecky Road past a Tranny Custom, both headlights gone.
Do you know what it is?
I can't say that.
Do you know, a lot of modern vehicles, cars and lorries probably the same, lorries as well as cars, they have LED headlights, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're used for growing drugs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because the high-powered LED lights.
You'd fucking
lights.
Know, wouldn't you?
Because I've seen on... Go on, do it.
It's fun, it's like crafting.
But yeah, that's what it is. So they set it up, what
that,
do they call it?
That would never even cross my mind.
I didn't know, but I saw...
Cannabis farm.
I saw on Instagram, it was, Porsche Taycan, the really nice electric.
Yeah.
And that had been parked up on a side road outside somebody's house. And they'd just like... It looked like they had tin snips and they just peeled back the wings.
Jesus
to
Christ.
To get to the access points of the headlights.
I saw something similar.
Madness.
And it might have been the Transit Custom video. They were actually Tranny Customs that I'd seen up Ecky Road. But
yeah,
can't say that.
A video that I'd seen, and it's just a wire with a hook, and if you feed it under headlight, hook it, pull it, the unit will just slide straight out.
Well,
and then you just unclip it and you're gone.
In my old car, you just pulled a lever. Yeah. And the whole unit popped out.
Mad,
isn't it?
For ease. Yeah. They always find a way.
Just easy. It was designed to change your headlight bulb quickly, not to nick it.
Yeah. But going back to truck driving and things that happen to you while you're out and about, like, I read something the other day about this company, EM Rogers. You might have seen it. They do a lot of European stuff, and they've had a massive fine from bringing immigrants into the country, which is fucking ridiculous that a company, especially one that's accredited like they are, they've got like Border Force accreditation and stuff like that, has been given such a massive fine for bringing in immigrants into the country when they're doing like 2,000 loads a year into Europe. And they're doing everything they possibly can
to stop.
To stop
so
it
even though they've tried their best to stop it,
it's just that
somehow they've got through the system, so they haven't done enough.
And their trucks come through French border, and I believe, I've not, it were a while ago when I read it, I believe that the French border just went, just waved them through, didn't say nothing. Yeah, and then they've been caught on the English border.
It's backhanded, isn't it?
Where they've just gone, French people are going, it's not our problem. That'd be their problem when they get to England. Yeah. It's clearly their problem.
This is
our problem. The original fine was £102,000 to company.
Oh, yeah.
And I think around $38,000 to driver.
Jesus Christ.
For having these immigrants on his trailer.
But you can't stop it, can you?
You can't stop it. Like, as one guy, and I believe he's quite old. I think I read that he was like close to a retirement age. And he's like, how can one guy stop all these immigrants? Like, and if you don't know that they're there, all you can do is a quick walk around, but...
The thing I've always thought is if they've used something to cut a hole in your trailer to get into it...
Well, these use boxes.
Yeah, they could also use something to cut a hole in you.
Yeah. Like post themselves to England.
Yeah,
and if they're that desperate, you mean. And you see them throwing trees and stuff in front of a way of truck to slow them down, slow enough for them to jump on.
Yeah,
they're desperate fuckers to get here, aren't they? They're going to devote to you to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
If you say get off, they'll go, no.
It's just
but if the driver hasn't taken money for it, you know, like,
it's not like a transaction. Yeah. Like, it's such a backward system.
But how can Border Force fine a driver and a company when there's boats and boats of them coming in?
Yeah.
Who's fining Border Force?
Yeah. Was it Bing the other day that says that he was on the ferry over to France? And as...
It went dark, didn't it?
As he got going... He was looking for dinghies, and there was no Coast Guard.
There isn't, is there?
I wrote like that.
This is what I mean.
I'm not sure if he said he's seen one or two, but he definitely said he's seen one.
Yeah. They go up in planes, don't they?
However they do it, I don't
but
know.
Stuff
but,
like,
out for them.
But stuff like this, it's easy to target a lorry driver. So what sort of incentive is a lorry driver going to have?
You're just like, not going to want to go, are you?
But not even going into Europe, like everything here. We get targeted a lot in our place for... We had this discussion yesterday, hitting targets and having to do things in a certain way. And if you don't, you get money took off your bonus. Yeah. We must be only job that gets penalised and money took off you for doing your job.
Yeah. What used to annoy me was, you've done really, really well this year, lads, but do it better next year.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off.
Yeah. It annoyed me the other week when somebody from the office had sent a picture out into a group about the amount of infringements that have gone. Six this year already or something. And this year,
I bet they're all
last year.
Just working time ones, aren't they?
Yeah, from the London.
They all are working time.
Because they're all traffic and shitty roadworks and stuff, which was a point that I made. And I said, but next week you won't have these. And like, well, that's no excuse. I'm like, well, no, it's not an excuse. This is my reasoning. Why it's happening. Yeah. The only reason why people are fucking up like this is because they're getting caught in traffic or for whatever reason. It's the job. Mm-hmm. And when that job's not there, we'll not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, this isn't good enough. You need to be doing this. And you're like, well, how can you?
As much as I do agree with you, it's still you should be prepared for that.
You can't be, though.
No,
but it's easy to avoid a second 6-hour infringement.
It is, yeah.
That is very poor here.
All infringements are avoidable and they're easy to avoid. But at the same time, they're easy to just fuck up. Something's happened and you forget.
Since I've worked at James Jacqueline, I've been doing an awful lot of hours.
Only seven infringements.
And I've not had one, even though I've been really, really running my hours. Not had a single infringement.
It's because you've been trained.
Yeah. But what, like,
mindset to do it right.
Said the little form that they sent, we're like, well, look, this time last year we had none.
Yeah.
For this first quarter. I'm like, oh. I can't remember seeing a message go out to everybody saying well done, because absolutely nobody got any infringements at any time over the past 4 months.
I haven't had an infringement for probably four years. I don't think I've had an infringement for 4 or 5 years. I don't think I've had any acknowledgement of that.
No, you won't have.
I mean, my bonus reflected it because I didn't have money taken off it for infringement.
But they're not so well
but
done.
They haven't acknowledged the fact that I've...
You just want your cake and eat it, you don't.
So,
well done, Dan.
So, no, but they're so quick to go, well, you got an infringement. Yeah. It's like, well done, you've actually been... You've gone a long time without getting infringement. That's good. Please keep it up, because that's good. You know. They just go, yeah, but your bonus is reflected in it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fuck great, off. Thanks for that.
I was just reading through this on Facebook about this EM Rogers, and they put an update on saying that they've received some legal advice and they've had the fine reduced to $66,000 instead of $102,000.
Do you know what? That would take companies down still.
Kill the company, because that's your profit gone for the next year.
That would definitely put a company under.
But it says here about the company's reduction in fine, but it doesn't say about the driver's reduction in his fine.
No, it's driver's fault, isn't it? It's professional. They shouldn't have had immigrants on his trailer.
Yeah, and then they've had a further edit on 21st of March that said that they've now been added to the Border Force accreditation certificates. But like, they put a picture on one of their units.
They just have to pay them money.
Yeah.
They've just had to pay $66,000 for that.
Yeah. They've got a picture at front of the unit here, absolutely smashed to bits from immigrants throwing
stuff
in
it.
Like, what sort of driver wants to go and put up with that with the threat of being fined as well?
Yeah.
But surely if they're chucking stuff at you to slow you down and you slow down because your truck's smashed up and they get on, surely when you get to the port, you'd go, look at the state of my truck. Yeah. The trailer's full of fucking
I believe that there is a separate incident to this particular one.
Yeah. But it is still something that happens.
They're like, well, who's paying for all this damage that's happening to our vehicles? Like, because Border Force ain't paying for it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like there's so much happening that's fining companies, fining drivers and stuff like that. Yeah. And then somebody, I read the comments on it and somebody went, well, it's an easy stop, isn't it? Just stop going to Europe.
Okay.
That's our sole trade, mate. That's where all our money's coming from.
Okay.
Fucking
everything
Nana.
That you eat and drink and stuff comes from.
Just, you can't do that, can you? No. There's got to be something more that can be done that doesn't include fining companies and drivers.
What do they think that driver should have done in that instance?
I don't know.
I don't know. Pull out some sort of gun and shoot him.
Exactly. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you've got 6 or 7 of them stood on your trailer? And I mean, somebody put a video on our Discord. Were it Dacos or were it...
Don't know, he's a lot of...
Somebody that goes abroad has pulled some off their trailer the other day and there were like 6 of them on there. But like, even though I'd like to think in that instance, you'd be like, whoa, get off.
Yeah.
But and then what if they turn on you?
They'd just
and shoo you
no,
in.
No, take me to England.
Yeah. It's just fucking mental. What are you supposed to do?
Just nip them 20 minutes round the corner and say...
You drive to port, aren't you? There's got to be a thing where you drive to port and go, pull off to the side and then walk
they're,
into
they're
them.
They're in
go,
here, mate.
There's about 10 in there.
Yeah.
I can't get them off.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go and shoot
And then they go, you're right, there are 10. And we're arresting you for bringing them in.
Yeah. You got a can of tear gas.
If you were... if you travelled Europe a lot and you carried a gun and you shot one of them, you're fucked then, aren't you?
It's not America, is it?
I don't think so.
No, but I don't think have guns in Europe.
French aren't arsed, are they? Mm. They're coppers.
All coppers are not over there have guns in Europe.
I don't think that means you're allowed one.
No, but what I'm saying is that if you carried some form of defence, well, bat then.
Yeah.
Beat fuck out of one of them. Like, who's going to get in trouble then?
I mean, I don't think it doesn't come down to beating fuck out of one of them, does it? It's like,
yeah, but if they don't and squared up to you and were like being intimidated and threatening towards you.
That's what I said to Dan earlier on. If they've got a knife to cut an hole in your trailer, they've got a knife to cut an hole in you. I wouldn't be stopping until I'd got to the dock and says, there's fuckers in here. Yeah. Do something about it because I can't.
But I know that there's some sort of like unwritten rule in there at the minute that like you don't sleep within 3 hours of Calais.
Yeah.
But that's getting bigger and bigger now.
Yeah.
Like
of course it is. Yeah. Stop
in
France.
People in Marseille trying to jump on.
Yeah, you can't. What are you going to do? Drive from North Italy all the way through, like without stopping? It's impossible, isn't it? They're going to get on.
And my truck's being fitted with a toll box, so I could do European holiday cover, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Toll box?
You're not?
No.
What
box?
But...
Toll box.
Don't they go over from Hull? Can't you go from Hull up here, though?
No.
Zeebrugge?
No.
Best way.
But what's...
It's not
As in road toll?
Is this
no toll? Yeah, it's for road tolls. Yeah.
Is this solely happening in like Cali? What if you were to like get? It's not get a boat from like North Holland or something.
No, in Rotterdam and stuff, they're not like that.
So why aren't everybody just avoiding Cali then?
I think the easiest way is to get into France. I think you can get into France.
But if there's this issue, then boycott Calais.
Yeah, but then you've got to drive.
Stop using it.
It's all about economics, isn't it? Because if you've got to drive hundreds of miles
I was going to say, it's not just that
France
simple,
is enormous, isn't it?
It's like
I don't know.
The next stop is where you say Danzibrugge.
Zeebrugge, yeah.
France to Zeebrugge is like a fucking a day and a half driving. That's a tank of fuel.
What happens if you deliver it to London?
It's a more expensive ferry crossing.
If it's overnight and not the Rotterdam.
But surely if this sort of stuff were happening to your vehicles every time they're coming through, you've got to go, we can't use it.
Well, all our lads...
Up your cost or something.
All our lads that have been through Calais have never had an issue. As now,
well, these do like 2,000 a year,
yeah,
2,000 crossings a year,
yeah,
and this has happened twice,
exactly.
So it doesn't happen very often. No. But the point I'm trying to make
is, system's broken, isn't it? Clearly,
they can't do what they're doing to you. It does actually happen.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't do what they're doing to you.
No.
What about all them other crossings that they do when they're all like padlocked up and all this sort of stuff, doing everything they can to avoid it? And again, it's back to that thing of you don't get note for doing your job right.
Is that what happened with like Dave when he's gone over that way?
He always gets stopped at customs, doesn't he?
I know he always gets.
I don't think he's had no issue with immigrants.
He's not actually had any.
The customs thing is to do with what's on his trailer, isn't it? Yeah. To get all that shit.
It looks dodgy, doesn't it?
not only that, if you're fetching a trailer full of alcohol back, it's all got to be checked because it's all got to be made sure it's been paid tax.
You can't be sneaking a pallet on.
Best thing where we're. When you had your greens on it, Raph, and we went over.
Just fucking fly through.
They didn't stop that at all.
No.
Not even a bit.
That's probably being in the EU kind of thing.
Because they're also trying to get us to bring back loads of, like, get loads of green from Amsterdam on your way back. why don't you go to, we had a list of all this beer and stuff. I'm like, I'm not doing that. This is just chuck it in your bunk. Nobody will stop you. I'm like, not a chance.
I've got a fucking rucksack full of cannabis.
As we were driving through.
Personal use.
Didn't even get looked at. And we're
stuff,
like,
innit?
All right. We should have actually done it.
One of my mates who was an ex-Marine did like close protection after like on ships and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not close protection, is it? What's that? It's CP work, isn't it? Close protection work. It
depends who you're.
They did it all like boats for pirates, for Somalis and stuff. But they used to just have cases and they'd have tags on the cases, like full of weapons and stuff. Mm. And airport couldn't say no about it. Just had to go straight through with tags on.
Oh, did you just open a holey?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Not had one of them.
What have I got? I've got mango, passion fruit, and black tea holey.
Holy.
You put ice in your
ice,
eh? I haven't put ice in it, no.
I've just got a raspberry raptor. It's raspberry and orange, I think.
I love
iced
lion lemonade.
Fucking well nice.
I've had a couple of these during the week. And
I need a wee.
I do like them, and they definitely work. Yeah, they make you need a wee, though, don't
they? Get enough producer.
Well,
it's the hydration, isn't it?
You can't use flush, though. I should just brock it.
Oh, great.
No, I didn't.
Fucking animal.
Just press the button.
Just push the fucking button, you
That's
donut.
All I did.
Fucking brock it.
I couldn't leave a wee-wee in the bottom of the toilet,
no.
could I?
I've had,
if
I've
it's
had
yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah. If it's brown, flush it down. Don't flush me, though.
Which one have you got?
If it's red, see a doctor.
That's what I've got.
Lime mint matcha green tea. That tastes dead nice.
Matcha.
It's got matcha
peach.
It's got tea in it. Matcha.
All right.
Matcha
peach. I don't know. I'm not cultured enough to know how to say that
word. Never heard
it's nice though, the mint.
It is matcha because they make that in cakes and that.
Is that what flavour you've got? Is it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Bake Off's not a programme I watch. You call me a boring cunt. You watch Bake Off?
I don't watch Bake Off. I did watch Bake Off.
I watch Bake Off.
Josh has got a GBBO tattoo.
A what?
GBBO tattoo.
Is that what that is?
British Bake Off.
Oh.
Can I show you? Can I tell you about a program I watch that you'll slate me for and laugh at me for?
Yep.
Bizarre AR.
Hitler.
The Great British Throwdown.
Of course you do.
What is it?
It's the pottery one.
Oh, don't you watch that one?
What's this one? Do you know when they put the big blob of clay on the
douche
on the wheel?
Yeah.
That's the throwdown. And they make shit. And
is that where everyone's
you have to be British to do it.
It's like Bake Off, but with pottery in the mix.
Do you watch that Great British Sewing Bee as well?
No, I draw the line at that.
I'm not going to lie, Brian.
I sew the line at that.
Probably one of the gayest things you've ever said.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's
the programme where...
It's just a 30-minute episode of Ghost.
No, it's an hour. Where
it's an hour and I love every minute.
The Ghost. Demi Moore is not in it, right?
Swayze.
Who's he?
It's the programme where the judge cries if you make something really nice.
Fuck
that it
you.
Like.
No, that honestly, right. That's his What's thing. That other programme you were Better telling me about? And I said we need to discuss all. That because it sounded really good. And it's your type of thing.
Yeah,
Euro trash.
He's watched it. It's
have you watched it?
Extraordinary.
Ah, the superpower thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
We were talking about it. I need to watch this.
Right, have you watched it?
I have not.
It's a programme where it's a group of... it's set in a world where when you get to 18 years old, you sort of just acquire a superpower.
Oh, I'd love that.
Everybody like, has a different power.
Some people have got really cool ones, like they can fly and control electricity. But some people have got really... kind of shit ones and really mundane one.
Mine would be like a supersonic fart or something like that.
Like one guy can turn back time by about 10 minutes.
Oh, I like that. That'd be great.
I think that's mega, that. That's all
they've got. And he usually gets his girlfriend, like, she'll say something to him and he'll be like, and he'll like go, and she goes, no, don't do it. And he just goes, and it goes back 10 minutes and then he just reruns that conversation again and he knows, he gives her the right answer.
He knows
that.
You know,
it's right for him.
As if.
Like, is that one who turns into but a that cat, is, doesn't he?
Yeah, shapeshifts.
That is that shit, though, because it's only 10 minutes, it's not like you can go back and put lottery numbers on.
No.
Like, because well, it's, oh, it's only 10
how
minutes.
How long do you get?
Yeah, he just goes,
and then you could probably do it in a book or something.
I was going to say, when's the cut off for
lottery?
Have you got to be have you got to have your ticket an hour before or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. It shuts it off.
But I bet you could do it like, he just said, with horse racing and that, you could do it in bookies easy.
But couldn't you do like 10 minutes, do it again, and then that's 10 minutes before your original 10 minutes?
Maybe you know if to cash out at the right time.
Yeah. You have to keep going back just 10 minutes at a time.
Can you think of any other really cool kind of
put on
slightly
some
shit powers but bets
on that.
Would make your life better? Not like see-through walls and kind of x-ray vision or something like that. But
extra warming hands. So you could warm your soup up with your hands.
Stuff.
Yeah,
warm water.
That'd be a nice one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
When your other half goes, oh, your hands are cold.
I was thinking more like that. Cold in boobs, me, not warm in soup.
Well, that's where I was getting out.
Warming milk.
I was getting told off. Yeah, get off me, your hands cold.
I love holding boobs, me.
Yeah, get off
I wasn't talking
your
about
hands.
Boobs.
that's where my brain went.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, hands cold.
Get off me, your skin makes me throw up. I'll try again next month.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'd have. It would be something shit.
You can't picture. You said
superpower.
Yeah, he literally said soup, didn't he? He wanted warm up soup.
Yeah, warm,
no,
soup.
Not
you'd be
soup
able to warm soup up. Power.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to, if I touch somebody, the trousers going backwards.
Just like,
because it just messes people really. Oh, you know, so somebody walks past you and they don't say thanks for holding door. Just quick tap on shoulder.
This is somebody on that program.
How awkward is that? You've got to take them off, haven't you?
Yeah,
somebody on that program,
especially if you've got skinny jeans,
and he touches them and it makes them come.
Oh,
and he's got to have gloves on all the time.
Oh, that's cum guy. Yeah.
And he calls himself the cum guy.
I think I would like something that I could be really vengeful with. In like right petty though.
Turn your trousers around.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, you make somebody piss themselves.
Yeah. If somebody's
just
right
nudge them in the street.
Fucking hell, Dan.
Not like full piss, but just like
just a bit of just a squirt.
No, I'd like it enough for you to see it.
Would you? Full piss.
Oh no, I've pissed myself.
You make somebody trip over. There's nothing to trip over and they just stumble and look and then they
like
go oh, and then they look stupid.
I think I'd want something like that, like really petty. Like that you can really piss somebody off with.
Yeah.
Like you're a dickhead.
Tie the laces together.
Or you could like make them laugh or something, just like an outburst of laughter.
Oh no.
So like
I'd like to
thing.
Make somebody shit themselves.
Oh, it's going to be
you
harsh.
Were on about no. No. That's a Bruce Almighty.
If somebody pissed me off, I'd be like, yeah. Have that.
Could you choose
little,
the shit though?
My little thing, you went to France.
I rate runny.
Yeah. Is it runny or is it like a cactus?
I'd like it right hard.
Like
you know,
the
looks
spiky
painful.
Hedgehog. Like,
one that's right painful.
Yeah.
Like,
you can feel all the corners.
Yeah. Like the shit in an hedgehog or something. Have that, bastard.
The wrong way.
I've been watching Witcher.
Oh, sideways. That's
it's got some weird
one,
stuff
that.
In it, hasn't it?
Some hot.
It's too
that
fantastical
hedgehog
for
guy,
me.
Though.
Yeah.
Like the weird.
It's all dragons and shit.
It's very fantasy.
Is that season 3 or 2?
It's not my thing.
The first season episode two. Of season 2.
Yeah, yeah. I'm I'm about 6 episodes into season 2.
Well, we'll just stay out of this conversation, Daniel. Yeah,
it's all right. I like Twitter.
I don't have a dog in this race.
There's loads of boobs.
There's loads of tits.
And Cavill.
What's it called?
Witcher.
Oh, I'm watching that.
Cavill's in it and all, and he's a guy you'd get for.
He's a guy who'd watch the Great British Throwdown.
He won.
He stays at home playing gaming and shit.
He's too busy building
he loves
a PC.
Fantasy stuff.
He plays like Warhammer real life.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be watching people make pottery.
Do you know who would watch?
Care playing Warhammer's a bit different.
The Great British Throwdown.
It's fucking brilliant.
David Tennant.
I don't think it is brilliant.
No, I don't.
I think David Tennant.
Do you know when you watch a program?
You might enjoy it, but I don't think it's
Do you know a lot of programs are a bit shit? And a lot of programs are just... Do you know, like on X Factor, they put the sad music on. It's like, oh, he's got a sub story.
It's clear shit.
It's none of that shit. It's just a person. They've got the kind of. They're always nice people. They know what they're doing, and they're always creative.
Have you been
just nice?
Are you
have you
to
been
sell
having
this
pottery
to
lessons?
I would have pottery lessons. I want a Potter's Wheel thing.
They all hate
expensive.
Each other, but they all love to make pottery.
Oh, they all love. They all love each other at the end. It's great.
Or fight in a green room after.
Yeah, it but you'd be so upset if no one cried at how beautiful your pottery was, though, wouldn't you?
Do you know on Bake Off when they get their handshake because they've done something right good?
Yeah.
Well, no. If he cries when you've done something good, that's the equivalent of a handshake.
Oh, right.
It's like, yes, I made him cry.
Sounds terrible. I bet you're wishing you could go back 10 minutes
now. Honestly, it's great. I love it.
It's a fucking vase, mate. Get over it.
I wish I could go back 10 minutes now and stop him from saying that.
he's clearly allergic to gluten or something.
I'd rather watch Bake Off because at least I can go, oh, look how nice that looks. I could eat that now. And then I go and get some.
But sometimes it's shit, don't it? They make stuff, all this posh food and the like.
Posh food.
I can really taste the fucking dandelion leaves coming through.
That's like, MasterChef. Oh,
did you see the one where that Scottish woman, she was doing a cake and it had to be like an animal or something. And she did one and it was a beaver. So when she went to present it at the end, Prue went, okay, show us your beaver. And it was as funny as you'd imagine.
Trousers on backwards.
She does this stuff up clearly on purpose. Yeah.
Well, I like it where the cream comes out of the hole.
It empties it all out.
Was it Mary Berry that says that she has to...
Good Lils.
She has to...
Lils.
What's up with weird claw?
I don't know.
She's still on telly? I don't know.
She has to have two holes filled because then it squirts.
Lovely.
And I was like...
Bleh. Oh, yeah, I'd love to fill her
out. Oh, no.
Fill her granules.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
have a tug with a weird manky claw hand.
Oh, no.
Do you know how you're...
No, thanks. Is it time for the patrons?
I'm trying to change the subject now.
And that's this week's.
No, now you're doing like loads of hours. Have you been mega tired in the morning?
No.
I just remember like when we used to do it at Seaver.
I probably do, and I probably am more fucked than
Absolutely
I
don't.
Look.
You look like you've got a tan.
It does look like he's got a tan. Yeah. It's just muck.
I don't go outside anymore.
In 3 weeks.
I don't go outside anymore, do I? So it's probably just fucking jaundice or something.
his kidneys are failing, but at McDonald's.
Yeah, I remember like when you do Seaver stuff and I always start at 1 in the morning. So it'd take me like 20 minutes to get from here to Shepcot Lane. But I'd get to Shepcot Lane and I'd be like, I have no idea
how did I get here?
Yeah, I don't know how I've got here.
You just had Mr. T's milk, didn't you?
Yeah, I read something the other day that said that's called highway hypnosis.
I used to be like that when I was working with you.
It says on here, it says highway hypnosis is a mental state where a person can drive a vehicle great distances, responding to external events in the expected safe and correct manner with no recollection of having consciously done so.
I can honestly
back in the room.
I haven't finished.
Sorry.
Partial or complete amnesia related to the time spent driving can develop for the driver. So like that used to happen to me regular.
Yeah. I think
like,
everybody
to a
can
scary point where you'd be like,
with that, can't they?
I've just brought this truck to Rochdale and I've no fucking clue how I've got here.
See, that makes sense with your brain though, doesn't it? Because you're quite holy. That just means
the
like,
journey just fell out.
You've paid attention, but then your brain just got rid of that.
Yeah,
like,
but and then
I don't need to know this.
Sometimes I'd think of like Wolf of Wall Street, you know, and he's like, drove it fine. And then cars fucking wrecked. Like, visions are getting out at JD and like trailers shagged, wheels missing a lot. You'd be like, oh,
that car being dragged
all
behind
thing,
you.
That is a thing though, isn't it? That is a thing. I used
highway
to get that
hypnosis,
when I was working with you lot.
Is that driving down the 180
no,
to work?
Driving to work every morning, yeah, fucking killed me.
It's a boring ass motorway though, isn't it?
Big style. But now I'm driving in a truck as well, so yeah. It doesn't really matter. That is my route out of Scunthorpe.
Yeah. How's your commute most days?
It takes me 10 minutes to get to work.
It's not costing you, though,
and
is it? That's
no, instantly like you climb out of the bed into the driver's seat and then that's your commute.
Much, yeah.
It's not time, is it? It's not the time that it was cost. It was the cost that's the cost.
It was the time and the cost, yeah.
It's only half the cost is always a cost.
Yeah.
20 minutes
extra.
The time were never an issue, though. She was done early.
Yeah, but it was the difference between getting home at 9 o'clock or 9:30, weren't it?
Right, in
the
morning. Time to get home now.
Fucking hell.
Nine o'clock at night.
Time to get home the other Saturday when you got shafted and ended
get
up
home until 5 o'clock.
Fucking hell.
On Saturday.
On the Saturday, yeah. Because I got stuck in the traffic.
Had you been at home at some point during the week? Or had you been out Monday to Saturday?
I think I'd been home Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes. God, imagine if you'd have been out Monday to Saturday, though.
Yeah.
Do you take a whole week's worth of pants with you?
Yeah, obviously.
Surely you've got them all in truck.
Because you've got inside.
You do a cycle.
Normal side.
Back to front.
Inside, front to back. Yeah. Then inside, front back.
Yeah. And you just can't wear your socks
twice. And then if it's really messy, you just
wear your socks twice, you're a minger.
When it gets to a Friday, are you fed up of being in truck? Are you like, I'm sick of this truck
now? No, because it's difficult, because I was like that when I was with you lads, because you couldn't fucking stand up and walk around. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But now, like, I don't even have time to fucking miss being at home, I suppose.
I don't think I'd be happy with
that. When you're working away, you just sort of, you're running your hours, you're having your time off, and then you're up and you're on it again in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's always, 95% of the time, is always somewhere different. So I really, really like that. The fact that you're not just doing the same thing over and over.
A bit of the variety.
Yeah. Some people, one of the guys, he likes to do the Lackenbys. You do two a day all week until then you do one on a Friday. And generally, you're away all week with that as well.
Is that near Middlesbrough? Run?
Yeah, Teesside Steelworks. And,
Scunthorpe to...
From Scunthorpe, yeah, doing the slabs. And it's like literally A1, A19, A1, A19.
Nah,
yeah.
And he likes that. That's his thing.
But the same as what you all said when you were doing Carlisle's constantly, you knew what time you was getting there, you knew what time you was getting tipped, you knew what time you was getting...
But the issue I always had is I was racing myself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I was there yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
And do you find that you plan your days to the point where you kind of know where you're aiming for, or do you just get?
I get either the last job done, either drop or collect whatever I'm doing, and then I'm like, right, I've got.
And
an
then
hour.
You figure out where
I've
you're
got an
go
hour or two left.
Yeah, you've not got one of them.
I'm
going to
start
like,
heading in that direction.
Yeah, you've not got one of them that's like, I've got to go do this job, then ring in.
Yeah, no.
I'd hate that.
No,
I'm going to have generally.
You generally find out the day before what your first job is, and then while you're doing your first job, you'll get your, if there's another job, you'll get that with a message off.
Do you get a head for so-and-so? Because there might be a job to it from here or
sometimes,
from here.
Sometimes, yeah.
Just go north or go south.
Sometimes. It's
how most of the game's played everywhere else.
Yeah.
It? We're only in a very exceptional circumstance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he wouldn't be able to tell me what I'm doing all week unless I was doing one single job all week.
Yeah.
You know, like, you are doing this all week.
Because I guess if he plans you to be at a certain place and you've been held up somewhere else, he's letting customers down, isn't he?
Yeah,
but
it's
got
reliant on somebody.
But he's got a fleet of drivers that he can send to that.
Well, he's only got
customer.
10, but I think four of them are in Europe.
But there's a pool. There's a pool in there. There's like a job pool where like all freight is sent.
So you go, I'm going to have that.
So be anybody from any companies on it
it's
and
called,
you go, I can do that job.
It's called the ether.
What?
The ether.
I don't believe that.
It's not really.
I believed you then.
Put it's it. Good job I did
for a little bit. I thought, that's clever, that.
Into just a job pool.
Put it into
I
the ether.
It a job,
no,
like, it's something like a job pool.
Yeah. I don't know what it's
like
called.
Like a system, and they all go
and bid for it, don't they?
Yeah, you see where there's all jobs are put on there that people have on, and you're like, well, I'm going up Scotland, and that one's at Scotland.
Yeah.
That's there. That's going to be near where I'm going to be next day. So
I will always ask for a backload as well. Like, I'm always like, is there anything to pick up? Because there's nothing worse than you've got your mindset on, right, I'm going back to the yard now.
Yeah.
And then them going, oh, by the way, you need to go, 2 hours in to the west to go and pick this up. And you're like, oh, fuck off.
Didn't see, wouldn't you?
But you're still in the moment where
you probably would.
You're liking all the variety and all
the truck makes a big difference as well.
That's a beast, isn't it?
Truck makes a massive difference.
Plenty of hookers.
Old Nancy.
Yeah, old Nancy.
She loves it.
Loves it.
We're not allowed to call her that.
You're not. We can call her what we want.
Oh, we can say whatever.
No, yeah, the truck does make a big difference as well. Makes your life so
home
much easier.
Home from home, isn't it? Yeah. Wait, it's your home. From home.
It's got a fridge, Josh.
Has it? I tell you.
It's got a
fridge. That fridge you give me is wanks, don't work.
Don't it?
No.
It should do.
Don't.
Oh. I've got a
cool, so that is two broken ones. I've got
a cooler, a cooler box one you can have.
Have you? That's right, big though, isn't it?
It's big enough.
Yeah, it's too big.
It's not too big.
It is that
you
big
can fit
thing.
A 2 litres like, of water,
oh,
in it.
Yeah. It's too big.
It's not too big.
It is too big. I put like 2 pints of milk in. That's it. So I'll just I'll just bring milk in. I don't have it full of cans and that, do I? I just have milk. That's it.
Yeah, but if you had a built-in one, you would.
I don't think I would.
But I want me iced water for me, Holly.
I tell you who does have a different truck every week.
Holy, sorry.
Posy Potato.
Yeah, Posy Potato.
Kez has still got hold at Posy Potato.
She has.
We've mentioned a couple of times, haven't we? A little potato that we send from.
What is
people
the positive
to people.
Potato then, Joshua?
We have spoke about it, but it's just a potato that whenever anybody meets up for a JTA tip touch, we just like pass on the potato.
Yeah.
Take pictures out and about. And then eventually it all just goes onto his little folder on Discord and there's just loads of pictures at little positive
potatoes.
It's potato
just another little channel of fucking something we can all do.
Yeah, it just makes people talk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Topic of conversation, and it's getting people to meet up and say hello. And
I just hope Springy don't get his hands on it.
Yeah, Fellwell's ready for murdering it, I think. He's not allowed it. Springy's not allowed it because he'll shag it.
He'll shag it to death.
Oh, yeah. Dear. So it's...
The poor Tate, he'll come back and be like, he touched me.
Yeah. So it has been around a few people up to now, but I think Kez has still got it at the minute. But we need to try and get it back down. She sort of like forgets that she's got it and we have to go, hey, yo, get some pictures on.
Because she must be too busy.
She's like, oh, how are you, man? I forgot I got it. I'm dead boring than that.
Fuck's sake.
Do you know what she said something the other day on TV and I loved it? She said hanky panky in her voice.
Hanky panky.
Obviously
hanky
in her voice.
Hanky panky, man.
That's right, yeah. Do you know what? I bet she's sick of dickheads like us commenting her accent because that's just her,
do you know
her
what?
Normal
do you know
way
who,
she speaks.
Who and, doesn't like it the most? Lengi.
Yeah,
I
Lengi. Fuck it.
I don't even fucking talk like that, like.
Not even a clearly fucking Geordie, man. Any South Shields him or something like that?
I don't know, mate, to be honest.
I don't.
You've got to be careful.
It's all the same up there,
Brandon.
I know Liam's from Hartlepool, and he's got a bit of a twang, hasn't he? Which, actually, his twang is not as strong as people I know from Hartlepool. All right. Fell asleep.
Yeah.
Just
same
just holding your breath there.
You were well boring him then.
Same as when we all talk Yorkshire.
Yeah.
We all talk different Yorkshire.
It wasn't until I heard my voice coming on the pod that I realised how common I actually sound. I didn't realise I had as much of a...
Don't call yourself common, Dan. What does that make me?
Council.
Fucking hell. Get out.
That's like Lowish, isn't it?
Council estate.
This council estate provided you with a lovely breakfast this morning.
It fucking did.
It's not even that bad. There aren't even that many cars up on Brick, so I don't even know what you're on about.
They're all getting redone round here. Like, mine's a brick built, so it's not happening, but you know the ones that are all prefabs?
Yeah.
They're all getting, like, pebble-dashed and stuff, and rendered and stuff.
Pebble-dashed.
Yeah.
I love that.
But it makes you laugh because I'm sure they were only built as temporary housing originally.
Yeah, that's how it always is, isn't it?
This temporary housing, let's just put a new roof on and pebble dash it and nobody will know any different. Yeah.
Full of asbestos.
Until somebody comes to buy it and you have to be a cash buyer because...
Like I say, full of asbestos and fucking...
Just when
you're not flame retardant and fucking cladding.
They need cash buyers, don't they, in them type of houses. Yeah. But yeah, this
I
one's
fucking
not...
buy one.
This is brick built, this one.
Is that what they've done out the back here then, is it?
No, them ones aren't being done yet, but they're due to be.
Oh, right, okay.
But mine's a bit newer. I'm on newer end.
You are on newer end.
Can so pick someone else to call if you want.
You
can pick someone else to call.
Nah,
she's
not having it.
Should be out fooling. Yeah, we're all right. We don't need to ring anybody. We were just ringing to see our old Posy Potato.
Ring Matt.
But... Yeah, ring Matt.
Matt's still on his way to Liverpool from last week.
How did the game go, Matt?
Great journey.
Yeah, well, he broke down in his T5.
100% is breaking down today.
That's why it's taken all
last week.
Do you know if he does now?
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to tell
bad.
Him that. Well,
can you
know,
imagine
he'll
if
this.
He does? That'd be dead funny.
Don't need to tell him. He'll hear it.
He won't break down,
Matthew. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Have you got on with your holies?
Love it.
Have you?
Lovely stuff.
I've still not had an energy drink one.
I can still smell bacon from last week.
But that lime, mint and matcha one were lovely. And that, this mango and passion fruit one that I have had.
I'm sorry, I'm banging.
It's very.
I'm trying to move out of the way. Very subtle. Is it subtle?
It is, yeah. I don't know if maybe it's a bit too much water. It's nice, though.
Well, I had to add a little bit of water into mine because it was a bit. When I took the first swig, I was like, wow, fucking hell.
Fucking wanging.
Because it says it used to be 500 mil and you had. Clearly had 400 mil.
Yeah, Josh did 420.
You said put 400 in.
I did say put 400.
You need more 400 in. But I was looking at the website when I were ordering some more, and I like how it says no bullshit.
Yes.
I like that they don't like pander to the, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. I mean, even though it doesn't actually say
feel
shit.
Feel good,
fruitylicious. It's out in it, but.
No. Feel good, fruitylicious. No, but on, no the bullshit.
On the website, I think it's it's asterisked out, but.
It says bullshit on the box, though.
Yeah.
That's what we like. Oh, we fucking love that.
It's
shit.
Good. It's like, I just like all the different flavours because it's just so much.
I know. I like that they're not dead sugary.
Like yeah. They're not sweet.
Or even sometimes when it's no sugar and they put sweeteners in, and you're like, fucking hell, why is that so like? You can taste how sweet it is.
Yeah. I'm playing footsie with you all.
I know, it's a bit much. But, does code still work for that? You've got JTA Pod for 10% off your orders. And if you're doing a first order on a set,
get £5 off, can't you?
Yeah, £5 off with JTA Pod 5.
Well, truckers love energy.
And if you guys buy stuff, they chuck us a couple of quid and all. So it's win-win, isn't it? It helps us out. You're helping yourself out by getting yourself some wicked flavourings for your dead boring water.
Investing in the pod.
Innit? Have you fixed me flush?
Yeah.
Have you? Ash Brockett.
Just worked.
It just needed.
Oh, did it?
It just needed a man to fix it, didn't it, Dan?
Must have. It's because I sit down.
You just needed a bloke, didn't you?
It's because I sit down with you.
Proper bloke. I like manly skills. I stood up weed because I felt weird about sitting down with
you. I always sit down with you. You better not stand up with you in my house.
I just did. Spread it all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, God's sake. Put his thumb over end and everything.
squished it so it shut out.
And then when you finish, you've got to helicopter to keep drip it dry.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Stop the shower dribbles in my pants.
Somebody ceiling. Else's turn next time, Matt's not here. I'm going to your house.
Some
I'm
going
to take a shit up floor.
Do it next to dog shit. Yeah.
Oh, grim.
Lovely. What you got on Monday?
What have I got on Monday?
Do you know?
No, I'm doing ferry trailers on Monday.
You like them, don't you?
I do like ferry trailers.
What's that? From a dock?
I don't know where the first one's from, to be fair.
We're going Oxford, aren't we?
As long as you're fair about
it. When I got back to when I got back to the office the other day.
I haven't finished talking, Brown.
Moaning about being in Escania.
Carry on.
And they... What are you doing?
I was trying to look... I was looking for what job I've got.
When I was moaning about being in Escania, they went, all right, well, on Monday you're in Escania. And he thought it was hilarious. Somewhere in Oxford.
Did you point out?
Are you actually?
Ha ha.
I am.
Yeah,
and then, Tuesday
the fucking Scanias.
Is it one of the little Scanias?
No, I mean,
not a van.
In a bendy one.
I think I'm in Morgan's.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
Oh, bless you.
Gross.
Sorry,
you're in Pavs, I think. M. I'm sure we said M.
Oh, what?
I'm sure we said. Oh, no, it would be Morgan.
No, I mean,
Morgan's, off,
Morgan's and then Pavs.
Oh, right, okay.
I think day after. So, anyway.
I used one of them Reynolds at Seaver over week.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they're all right when you just like.
Do you
pulling...
put a T on Renault?
Renault, yeah,
not Renault.
Renault.
I always say Renault.
Makes no odds.
Renault.
Makes no odds.
Renault.
It's got a T there.
Renault.
Anyway, I had one of them.
Pterodactyl's got a P on it.
I had one of them.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah. How do you say pterodactyl?
You don't say pterodactyl.
I said pterodactyl.
How about Peugeot? Is it Peugeot?
Pugiot.
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 Oh, well. But anyway, I use one of them. And you know when you pull it Nike stuff, they're fine.
But it's
I had some fucking weight on with Tesco stuff. What an absolute pile of shite.
Oh, well, yeah, but if you ask Lenny, he loves his.
Yeah, but he's got a T high, hasn't he? And it's probably a better
T-high?
Spec.
Oh, right. Okay.
A Renault T.
These were like.
This is probably a 520 as well.
What are these? 480s, maybe. Fine when you're on flat and downhill, but you know when you get to uphill with weight on, fucking hell, no, even down gearing, it's just going nowhere. What an absolute bag of shit!
It just gets noisy.
But I did talk to Willie though, and he said that they were changing them to DAFs, XFs and CFs, XFs and XGs.
XGs,
step back,
that'd be nice.
which I think they'll be all right. I like a daft meat. Everybody slags them off. We're on about this
the
other day. Mikey Isles did note about cry about being in one for a few days other week. But I honestly think they're fine. Me, when we used to have them CFs at Seaver, I thought they were
comfy, weren't they?
The one that the Daffy
did make a noise a lot.
Nearly had 1,000,000 kilometres on it, so it's probably baggy.
I think he broke that as well.
It had nearly 1,000,000 kilometres on a 19 plate. And I was like, oh, my 16 plate's done 505. It might not have been that one, but I think somebody said something about having a 19 plate on nearly 1,000,000.
Yeah, but that 19 plate I had when I first left, that had 800, what did it say, 850 on it?
No.
My 16's just well used. 506,000.
Did you talk about Holy when I went for away?
We did just have a bit of a chat about it, yeah. Which ones have you had?
Lion Lemonade.
Lion one.
I've not had strawberry yet.
I'm showing you them so you can say, oh yeah, I've had that one.
It was really nice. Not had that red grape one, yes. No, I had that red grape one.
I always feel like strawberry might be a bit like sickly. Strawberry and kiwi's beautiful. I've not had it yet.
I've had the piranha one. I've had the citrus snakey one.
Have you?
The lion lemonade.
Oh, do you know what I've just realised?
What, you just realised?
I've just realised that today's Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh yes, don't worry.
Easter weekend, isn't it?
No, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
We get zero listens.
Still comes out on a Monday.
Yeah, I know, but it's Tuesday today because everyone's listening.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it.
I was thinking that 4 days off.
Did you have a nice weekend?
It's lovely.
Did you eat all the chocolate?
I'll be hungover on this Monday.
No, I won't be eating the chocolate.
I'm going on
my
rugby
body's
tour.
A temple.
Oh dear!
You don't tickle your kids' chocolate Easter eggs.
Excuse me.
You don't tickle your kids what?
I only caught half of that.
I swear he said tickle your kids.
I think he
said
take all your kids.
Take all your kids.
Well, if I'm tickling anything, my sentence was tickling my kids. Easter eggs.
See, we didn't hear that bit. I just
the Easter eggs are there and Brad's just like...
Don't you tickle your
kids. Dead funny.
Wash your ears out.
Try and get more eggs out of them.
You need to stop watching...
Tickle your egg.
You need to stop watching pottery programmes, you Brown.
I'm telling you. He's
trying to melt his chocolate into a pot.
I'll have been on rugby tour. For the first time in 9 years.
Yeah. He's going to get...
Are you hungover?
Yeah, buggered I will be, yeah. Yeah, but you don't get hungover till you stop drinking.
No.
Buggered
so
in
just keep drinking.
Bristol.
Just keep going.
Yeah, you do. So from Friday till Sunday,
now.
You keep drinking.
Just keep going.
Is it a youth hostel in Bristol?
It's a motel this time.
Motel.
Bristol.
It's a motel. Yeah.
It's a Bristol motel.
Rock and Bowl Motel, it's called.
Pick to go there. No offence to anybody.
I didn't pick
you're
going to
get
getting bummed, mate.
I've never been out. Apparently, it's a good night.
Shithole.
Never been out.
It's like going back to the 90s.
I've only ever been for work.
Bristol.
Yeah, I've only ever been for work in Bristol.
Didn't anyone die there?
War.
Loads of killings and stuff all the time.
Oh, I know. Fucking hell. We'll find out.
Still on leather, he's leathered, isn't he? He's not slept properly. This is from that time he camped 4 years ago, he's now recovered.
I know.
It was rough.
I've still got to get my shit for truck fest camping.
You'll be fine.
Are we camping in back of like Kieran's Rigid then or what?
No, we can do some recording.
Oh, no, we're in your tent box, aren't we?
No, yeah. I'm in my tent box with a padlock on it. You can go wherever you want.
Padlock it all you want. I'll just slash curtains,
you'll
mate.
You'll not slash my curtains. Because you'll have a terrible night's sleep if you do.
I might sleep in there with you as well, Dan.
You're not even getting in there. I might just sleep in yours.
I might just snort a few of these and be up all night.
Yeah, woo!
I'll just sleep when I get home,
hey,
Sunday.
You know what?
Just
bunking
with. If you think
actually, Ash Kay said to me the other day, he was like, have you ever tried sports beers?
Cronin?
Yeah.
What's a sports beer?
Sports beer. Yesterday. Is essentially
for the week.
Yeah, last week. essentially, you get like an isotonic water and you mix it with your beer, so you don't lose all the fluids
that makes you hungover.
That makes you hungover. It replaces all the because
electrolytes.
But it just
electrolytes.
Watches
you. Well, you know,
beer
now,
down, doesn't it?
You know, now I'm a bit older.
Down,
oh fuck! What?
That jacket's getting delivered.
Oh, is it? Fuck. You're in trouble when you get home.
Can't believe you
bought
a denim jacket.
Should not open it though, will she?
Can't believe you bought a denim jacket, you girl.
It's not denim.
What is it?
It's like it's a Sherpa one, but it's like Levi's, so it's like corded type thing.
A corded jacket. Mm-hmm. You're going to look so cool in
you'll
that.
See.
With
you'll
your cowboy
see.
Boots and your, yep. your leather
what
chaps.
What did you order? A large boys
and the hat.
Assless chaps.
Large boys jacket.
It's not assless, they're just detachable.
Oh, detachable. They're on zips, actually.
Zip Velcro. So you can easily just go, rip them off.
I can't quit you.
You don't have to quit me, Dan.
Don't they wear them jackets on, like, front page?
You like tassels under the arms?
What's that? Fucking mountain gear
Porn Star Weekly. Yeah, similar, yeah.
Brokeback Mountain.
That's
yeah.
what my reference.
I've got one of them jackets. So when you've got one of them hats and that jacket on, you're definitely on Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Josh?
Okay.
That was what my quote was.
That's what I'm going
that
for.
That was a Brokeback reference. Quote?
I've not watched it.
Okay, could you?
I don't watch all the gays.
They're bumming, aren't they? And then they've got to like
sit behind each other making
pottery. You've got issues, you. You're into pottery and bumming films. and you're having calling me out for watching Witcher, which is full of tits.
It's a bumming film.
I didn't call you out, and I just said I don't like it because it's got too many dragons and shit.
It's got too many tits in it. I prefer them with more dicks and yeah. and pot vases,
thumbs and that.
More porcelain and dicks, and I'm there.
Well, what's the other one?
That made me cry.
Give Game me the of Thrones. Bone China.
I watched Game about three episodes of Game of Thrones, and I was like, too much dragons and shit.
Too much.
It's a lot of nice tits.
Too much tits in Game of Thrones.
Look at them amazingly hot women lezzing each other off.
There's a lot of incest in it, though, isn't there? A lot of incest in Game of Thrones.
There's a little bit.
There's a little bit at the beginning. That's it.
A little bit is still a lot.
You know she's not his real sister, don't you?
There's no incest in the pottery program, so.
Well, as far as you're aware.
Just saying.
Well, Daniel,
I think if you make little dishes with sugar. And you know, there's something weird about you.
You know,
I'm going to make a teapot, right? So shut up.
Is he egg? He's making a dildo, isn't he? Like that. Hands together.
I'd
one
love
on
to see his first attempt.
He's unlocked a new level of dad, hasn't he? New level of Flanders.
Yeah, well, Laura gave it the other day, and I've sat in the kitchen on my own on the computer. And she come round and said, I could see her studying.
You're so much fun, aren't you?
She was studying. So that took me earphone off. I'm like, what do you want? And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like,
oh
like,
no, you're
my screen. I'm like, I'm just trying to put load my hay onto my trailer. I'm finding it difficult because I've had to buy a forklift to lift my hay to put it in my trailer so I can drive my trailer down to my farm so I can mix it in a mixer to feed my cows. And she's like, you're a fucking idiot. You're the father of my child. This is really good though.
Well, before, when we talked gaming,
this
and
is
now,
a new level.
I refused to play out other than Call of Duty. I eventually gave in and got the Valhalla, which I talked about.
I caved, and it's good.
I haven't been on nothing else since.
No.
I don't even know if Call of Duty's up.
I only played it for 45 minutes.
Back on mobile. I don't care on mobile. It's not really worth it.
Do it on an iPad. It's good.
I only played it for 45 minutes before Lorraine got home, but I love it.
I'm 20 hours in.
Yeah, it's going to take me a year to
like
get to that
two
level.
Two weekends, and I'm 20 hours in.
Yeah, you've got time for that.
No,
I
love
it.
That.
Yeah, that's 3 hours.
Fucking
spent.
Love it. Trouble is because you're off doing all these different things and trying to build your settlement up and all this sort of stuff that you sort of go, there's no good point for me to turn it off.
Yeah, because there's just
you're
something
like,
else
I've
next
just got to save it. Back.
When I've completed this raid, I've got to go back to my settlement and do my updates before I can turn it off. But then when you get back to settlement, something's happened, and you're like, oh, I've got to do that bit and do that bit. So there's no good point to turn it off.
Do you go and pillage and get stuff to take back to your village so you can upgrade your village?
Upgrade your own settlement,
So it's like...
As well as other stuff going off in background. It's not just raiding.
Is it like SimCity from back in the day where you used to build your little things?
I got bored when that old bird in village tells you to go and collect some antlers for you, two sets of antlers, and then she'll... Like, let you have something.
I don't think
like,
I'm
oh, fuck that.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that, though. You That's can right go and do
beginning.
Other stuff, can't you?
It's at the beginning, it's boring.
What's tick, tick, tick,
I was going to say, can anyone hear a constant clicking? You won't be able to, Dan.
I hope it's not coming through on the thing.
It might be. If it's on Bluetooth thing, it could do.
No, it's still going
through your phone.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
It's still going.
That's how we're doing.
Mine's still going.
I thought it was you jiggling your leg.
No.
Sit still, you cunt.
Is that moving? Nothing there.
Were you scrolling on your phone?
No, mine's gone.
No, I don't. No, it's not. Honestly, yeah.
It's like a.
This is another.
We have to cut this bit, aren't we?
It's gone now.
Can you hear it? Don't know what it is though. As long as it's not coming through on there, it doesn't really matter.
I can't hear it now. Whatever you did, you turned it off.
Don't know what it is.
Do you want to?
I don't know. Nah, fuck it. Bit of it.
Bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, see if it does help.
Not as boring as you and your dick story and pottery building. Yeah.
Hey,
going back to you getting caught by Laura building yourself an empire on a farm.
Yeah,
has she ever tried to enjoy anything?
Yeah, we just don't not enjoy the same things.
No,
remotely.
But does Laura ever try to enjoy anything in our life?
Yeah, she likes what it is. Well, we went to that courtroom thing of a week.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, on your date night.
Because that were her idea.
You reply to me upset
absolute,
me.
No, it, do you know what? It made my night, that did, because he was like, I knew he was being funny.
Yeah, but and you was I like, knew he was
oh
being
my God,
funny.
My guy.
I knew he was being funny, but I really didn't want him to be.
No.
I wanted there to be truth in what you were telling me.
No, definitely not. No.
So what's this courtroom thing?
Upset me.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a theatre show. It's like a play type of thing.
Do you pretend to be, not pretend, no. But do you get involved in the
There's like a big audience.
Jury.
Yeah, fucking hundreds of people, and you're all the jury.
Cool.
And you like use a QR code to give a verdict at the end of what you think, if they're guilty or not guilty. But then they have like the defendant out, they tell you its story, beginning story, then they have prosecution and defence, and then they go through it all, and then they try and convince you or show you facts and all that kind of stuff, and then you've got to make your mind up. It's a real...
It's a bit like them things, isn't it, but live.
Yeah.
It's like a real case, but what's happened before, so at the end you say whether you found this bird
guilty
killing a fella,
mm-hmm.
Guilty or not guilty, and
she
it tells you what happened.
No spoilers. Well,
you see, because it is what the situation were, and prosecution were kept going for, because she were younger than he were. He were loaded. He'd sold some sort of business.
Yeah,
thing.
She just so wanted his money.
He had millions. Yeah, and prosecution kept saying about being gold digger and stuff like that, and because she were fit and he were old, you thought, well, is that clearly too easy? Are they trying to just send you down that path to send you the wrong way? And then you're trying to look at the facts, but even when you did look at them, I still like, you ignore one of them and you think, no, it's, well, that's they've just missed something. Yeah. You still kind of ignore it.
Where did you go for that?
Leeds, next rather than Road, it were.
Oh, right.
If you want to regain some cool points, Dan, from your pottery and Brokeback Mountain, why don't you tell him what you went and watched over there?
When I went to the theatre?
Yeah.
Went to see Agatha Christie's Mouse Hunt.
Mouse Trap.
My mum would have loved that.
70 years. 70 years, like, anniversary thing. Because it's on... No, it's West End, isn't it, in London. It's been on
it's
70 years. Been
like, did you go all the way down to London?
No, no,
it
was at the cast in Doncaster. They're on tour.
I remember Agatha Christie from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I read that book when I was 7.
Do you know who was in it? One of the guys, Agatha. One of the actors. No, do you know Todd Carty?
Mark Fowler.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the guys.
Shit ice skater one.
I was just about to say shit ice skater one.
He ice skated off the thing.
And flew out of the fucking door.
There were some other people. And do you know the actor who played Cassandra on Only Fools and Horses?
Oh, yeah. Cass.
You know,
Cassandra.
Rodney's thing. She was in it as well.
She's still hot.
Very good.
Sounds brown, threw your end up bus there.
It's fine. I was considering saying it anyway. It's really good.
We're just cultured people, aren't we, Dan, doing these things?
I was talking to Josh about it. I said, when I went to theatre the other day.
You wouldn't do it.
Well, that sounds right.
When I went to theatre. Did you have the little binoculars on a stalk?
Yeah.
No.
Monocle. Yeah, monocle.
Monocle.
Walked in there like Monopoly Man.
Yeah. With his fucking pocket watch.
Top hat. Monocle on.
I had a lovely time.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, shit, I said it.
I had a lovely day. Fucking hell.
It was day night.
Isn't it?
Over Saturday night.
Day nights are always good, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. What was good about it was Amy booked it in January and we forgot all about it. And it wasn't until Thursday night we remembered it was happening on the Saturday, so we nearly didn't go.
Yeah.
Because we were like planning his weekend. Oh, we're going to do this, that, and other. And then it was like, oh shit, we're going to the theatre. That's what we're doing Saturday night. Yeah.
Better than my fucking day night over week. We got no kids, nothing. And now we're like, oh, we're going out, and she wanted a Sunday dinner and I wanted something else, and we couldn't agree, so we ended up stopping home. Both sat here doing no. We had a night with no kids at home. We just stayed here.
What a massive misfortune.
Right waste of a Saturday night. And then I found out it was that night you went to fucking Rick Peddler's Market.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what? We could have gone there. Oh, like, we could have had some food and saw that live music and
that. Yeah, that Turkish stuff I had was so nice. Yeah, I could have sat there and just ate it.
Do you know what I can't wait for? Gyros.
Big fat gyros at
when we get truck fest.
But they were doing it there. But it was a mixed grill thing. It cost me 18 quid.
Yeah, but it was all the meats, weren't it?
It was so, but it was worth
it.
Did you
bang it out in one session, like?
What, eat it?
Yeah.
You know, save it. Yeah. Straight in there.
Fuck.
Who's saving it?
You just get the meat sweats. It's like, I don't think I could do it anymore.
It weren't massive. It weren't, from that picture, it weren't massive. It might look bigger than it
did look big.
But it was just it was just so nice. Yeah. The taste of it was just absolutely beautiful. They had different types of meat, like sheesh and all that kind of stuff.
All the meat.
Did it have halloumi in it?
Yeah, and then they said, well, that's what cost me £2
extra. I ate with halloumi meat.
a few strips of halloumi on top. Do you want halloumi on top of it?
Yeah. We've been...
£2 extra.
It was a better shit
when I was on about making salads, we've been like making halloumi and chucking that in.
We made some of it. It's nice, isn't it?
I love halloumi. Squeaky cheese, mate.
Toss your salad in.
Toss me salad, yeah.
Right. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, hi, Lisa.
Trying to get asked.
Do you want to come and say hello?
Is that now?
Should have shook his head.
She's not even saying no.
She were up for that one that you were talking about bringing wives and girlfriends on.
Yeah, well, I think we should do that. Lisa, if you can come on and come like, here just and slag Josh off for a bit.
There's not to slag me off about, is there?
Oh, that somebody's left a tissue in the pocket and it's
going
to wash
out.
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's you. It weren't me. Because all that stuff,
That's when he's
one of my kids
in his wank.
Blame Ash for breaking toilet.
No,
it's my bro.
Ash broke toilet.
Then Dan fixed it because it just needed a man to fix it.
He's good at everything. We were on about it town hall yesterday, weren't we? Yeah. Oh, doing some sort of forklift challenge thing with a remote control forklift.
Oh, yeah.
Claire were on about doing like this challenge with a remote control fork truck. Uh-huh. And if you win a day's holiday. And we were like, Dan will win it. That wanker wins everything.
And Simon
just
agreed.
Good at everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Oh, when we did the axe throwing, like.
A wanker.
What's that? Oh, the remote.
Oh, she's found remote.
Not worse than losing a remote.
Patreon list and that.
I have, yeah.
Takes 20 minutes to go through
when's
this
challenge, like?
I can't remember.
Fortless challenge.
Do you get a free holiday with Claire?
End of May, I think. No, it's just a 3 days holiday.
No, not bothered.
That'd be... Or died, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If it was with Claire.
I was real quiet.
She was the...
Yeah, just shut your mouth.
Right, so we do number one? You want to try and sing it? It is Chappers, yeah.
Lisa knows who he is.
Oh, God. Ready? I bet that's all he rattles on about.
Chappers donated to a thing, bless him.
Yeah.
Thanks, anybody. You're getting
jealous of Chappers because of how much Josh talks about him. Okay. Swapsies. Right. Oh, that's for Mark Chappie Chapman. Mark Chapman.
Mark Chappie.
Who's Mark Chapman?
I don't know.
The one who killed.
They were on a,
Mark
used
Chapman
to be on
killed
radio,
John Lennon.
Used to be on Radio 1, didn't he?
But
Chappers. Yeah. Is Mark Chapman.
Yeah. I didn't like him.
From Scott Mills.
But famously, Mark Chapman killed John Lennon.
Did he? Yes. John Lennon is, sounds like some old person thing that I don't know about.
Some dead old thing. I bet he liked pottery.
He liked vegans and all.
Vegans.
Vegan pottery.
Vegan potteries. And fucking hemp seed oil and stuff.
Can you get non-vegan pottery?
Probably.
I don't know.
So slap it with
a bit just
of
put
meat.
An egg in it.
Just put an egg in it.
Right, next is Wobble Gob, Jamie Fellwell. Just going on to the set next page. Two pages now. Miller, Ian Croucher, Andon Dacos, Keegs. Lab, Ben, Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, Twinkle, Pete, Kerry Oxlade, Lozza, Kurt Mayo, Kieran Ains, Matt Frosdick, Trucker Seamus, Matt Ehrman, Rob Zindel, Byron Lockwood, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Lange, Cronenberg, Aiden, Tim Hampson, Sue. All right, what's with you?
I've still got that mega in my ears. I just don't.
Shut up and stop fucking disturbing it.
He asked me.
It's not coming through. Is you wiggle your earphone cable or something? Better?
No, keep reading.
Sue, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, Dave Sheldon, Mick Isles, Dev Chamberlain, Andy Bigney, Scotty B, Dicey, Saud, Little Ben, Jason Annan, Trucker Raff, Dan Kirtley, Cam Raven, Damo, Tony, Stuart, Gamekeeper Kenny, Tricky Rick, 6 Foot, and Erin Bush.
Ezra.
Nice.
Lovely. Lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly.
We're winding up.
Winding up.
Anybody else, what else to say?
Hey, yeah, I'm hungry. I want to go home.
My ass is no. There's no way you're hungry after the starting.
I am.
Fat mess. You've got some lemon drizzle cake.
Why haven't I? No, I don't need to go home then, do
Lise,
I?
Lise, bring cake in. Bring cake in.
Go on, Lise.
don't get this in wonky.
Get cake out for lads.
Cake out. All right, mate.
Let me go in.
Say hello. Quick hello.
Say hello, Phoebe.
Say bye.
Bye.
There you go. Quick as that.
Cheers, Phoebe.
Skinner's middle finger now.
Love you, bye.